Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on, unless somebody cuts in line like Daniel and Kelly from The Reason I'm Broke podcast. You can find that at TheReasonImBrokePod.com. And I'm going to throw in some bonus right here for you folks. Right now, you have a big giant button that says subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You may not be aware of this. For every one Apple iPhone, there are, count them, six Android phones that could be listening to podcasts if you just gave them a little how-to and a little description, things like that. We're going to be listening to episode number 281 of The Reason I'm Broke. That is called, the title of it is Broke It Block, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And the description of the show in iTunes is bringing you the reasons we're broke and the latest news, reviews on comics, movies, TV, video games, and more every week. And when I go out to your website, again, bonus content, I guess, in this case, there's no blog post for this. So if I want to actually link to this episode, I can't. So any description you would put about this episode that would then bring you Google juice, which would then bring you listeners, is not there. So you got two bonus content here. Here is the episode. It goes a little something like this.
In episode number 281 of the Reasons I'm Broke podcast, we cover Bendis's DC project.
We also have what's new on Netflix, some of the highlights based on what we cover on the show.
And our comic book highlight this week is Doomsday Clock number 3.
All of this and so much more on today's show.
Hello and welcome to the Reasons I'm Broke podcast, bringing you the reasons we're broke, ranging from comics, movies, TV, video games, and more. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Daniel.
And we have a very special guest again this week. Little Leo is here with us.
Yes, you're going to hear our little young man baby.
Nice.
Possibly in the background, just like last time. But if we need to, we'll take him to the Pokemon Center and get him refreshed.
Get that diaper refreshed.
So to new listeners to the show, the way we format it is first we go through some news, then we head into our, we're going to change the format a little bit. We're going to go into our hashtag games after the news along with the Broquette block. So that includes our Patreon backers.
Do we have a jingle for that now too?
Not yet, but you can do it for this episode. And then we'll end it with a comic book highlight of the week, which as you mentioned earlier, it is the latest from Geoff Johns.
All right. I like the production.
Kicking it off with some television news, Lex Luthor and Lois Lane are set to star in their own television show.
Mm. It's actually going to take after the Gotham television show that we see on Fox. It's very popular, and it's got the same producer who is John Stevens and also Danny Cannon. This is set to be right before the arrival of Superman, much like Gotham before the arrival of Batman.
According to The Hollywood Trade, the show was originally pitched as a companion piece to Fox's Gotham, so they were originally supposed to be in the same universe.
Do you think the world of Superman could fit with the dark tones of Gotham? Would they have to make Metropolis almost as dark as what they had in Gotham for Fox?
No, because they haven't made Metropolis as dark as Gotham in the comics, and it still works fine. You would still have young Superman, young Clark, fighting his feelings.
Are they reading their opinions?
And not quite sure what's happening.
What's even crazier is that if this even had taken place in the same universe and we had gotten that, in the future, there could have legitimately been, and it still could happen. I mean, who knows? It's all by Warner Brothers and it's all by DC Comics. But they could take these young actors who starred in Gotham, who starred in Metropolis, and eventually do like a Batman-Superman TV show or a full Justice League with the same actors, considering that they somehow retain their same acting abilities and don't change over time. In 20 years, we can have those characters.
Think, because the kid who plays Bruce, he's pretty skinny. So what's to say he's not going to be a real skinny adult? And then he couldn't play Batman because Batman's all muscle.
Michael Keaton played Batman.
Yeah, but Michael Keaton's Michael Keaton.
And this little kid is that little skinny Batman.
But listen, but But Michael Keaton, it was the 80s. We didn't care in 89.
We're just happy we got any Batman.
Right. We care now in 2018.
Now there's standards, right? Michael Keaton was actually, I think, even skinnier than Adam West was in Batman 66.
Wow. And Adam West is like super tiny.
Well, Adam West is actually, he has some bulk to him. He was definitely bulkier than
I thought you were just going to say he's a Michael handsome Keaton. Man. I'm like, are we looking at the same guy? Okay.
So I don't know, but it could still work. Maybe they do.
I'm going to hear how you transition to the next news.
And then we're like Gotham before Metropolis on the Superman side.
I'm excited to see that. And yes, I would like to see them grow up someday and have another show. That'd be cool.
The only reason why this probably won't happen as far as a crossover is because these 13 episodes that got ordered are going to be streaming exclusively on DC's app that is coming out next year.
All right. So all in all, not a bad podcast. Audio quality was cool. You guys have a nice pace. It does sound at the beginning there like you guys were reading, like I expect you to read the news, and maybe that was it. And I wasn't aware that you, I thought you were doing your opinion, but maybe you were reading the opinion that was expressed in the actual news part, because sometimes they do that. So all in all, I thought it wasn't a bad show. I'm going to offend half my audience, but I'm so not a superhero person anymore. I've just had too many. Like, I'm sorry. Are there really unanswered questions from Iron Man 4? Because I'm pretty sure in the end, even though they haven't even made it yet, I'm pretty sure he wins. I could be wrong, but, and they're fun. I mean, they are what they are. I just, to me, every time I turn around and it's like, we're going to do another version of Spider-Man. I'm like, ugh, do we need? So anyway, so my advice for you, again, is your website is just you're missing out on some SEO juice. You are missing out on Android people. And so we'll leave it at that. If you want a full review of your podcast, simply go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a podcast I do with my buddy Eric K. Johnson from the podcast Town Coat Show. He's got 30 years of radio. I got 13 years in podcasting, and we go over your podcast head to toe, kind of some of the stuff I did today. And if that interests you, check us out at podcastreviewshow.com. If you're like, well, how do I get on this show? Super easy. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's just $5. And I want to give a shout out to Clay. You know Clay from fishnerds.com. He sent in an email, said, hey, Dave, you know that show That Just Might Work? The one that I was kind of like, man, these guys took forever to get to the content. He said, you know, I kind of like the part where they were just yicking and yakking at the beginning. So it's not just me that's listening. So if I don't like it, you know what? Just feel free to flip me off. It is just an opinion. You might get some more listeners, and it's only $5, people. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.